What about typically when you have a fireplace, you have these metal things that the wood sits on.
Yeah.
Do you know what those are called around here? Do you remember what
they are? Those and irons or and.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
I think.
Would that be the same as a, have you heard the term hearth?
Hearth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right in front of it.
Okay, that's the oak, sort of the front place. Uh-huh. Okay. Have you ever heard of a backlog?
Backlog?
Some, yeah, is that something you're familiar with?
Well, I've heard of backlog at work. But
okay. What about kindling? What would people use?
Oh, yeah, they use kindling.
Okay.
Split up the wood.
What do you know what they would use for kindling around here? What they would typically use? Would it be bark or whatever?
Pine or whatever wood they happen to have.
Some pine.
Mostly pine, I guess.
Just cut it up real fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of wood would they typically use in their fireplace? Anything they could get around here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mostly I think it's pine or spruce.
Okay.
Well, just wood, lumber, whatever they had around here.
Okay. When you're done with a fire, you have sort of this stuff left over.
Ashes.
Okay. And you also have something that goes up the chimney or stovepipe. It's black.
Soot.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you about, I don't know if houses have them here, something on the sides of the roof to catch water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Eaves?
Yeah. Is that something people have in their houses? Mm-hmm. Do you have those on your house?
Yeah, we have it to catch the rain.
Okay.
Out on the... well, let's see. I don't have on the sides up in front, but I have it to catch it off the shed there and off the back ones.
Okay.
Wonder why I don't have in front. I never thought of that. We just don't.
That's why we do this interview, so you can...
The icicles will come. You should see the icicles sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get that big, you know.
You get some monsters, huh?
Way down.
Wouldn't want to get hit by one of those, huh?
You sure don't.
Good thing they almost probably hit the ground, huh?
Sometimes they hit the ground.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see where I want to go from here. Storm cellars. Do people have storm cellars in this area?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do they have cellars at all that you know of, or is that not something?
Well, the cellar's the same as the basement. Wait a minute. Cellars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what they think of a cellar here? They think of it as right underneath the house,
mm-hmm.
and you lift up part of the floor, go down to the cellar.
Oh, I see.
The basement, I guess you usually walk down to the basement. Oh, yeah, basement is a more complete room.
I see.
Cellar is just a storage area.
I see. Okay. What are some other storage areas? Is that a storage area or is that a room there?
It's a clothes closet.
Okay.
I have a pantry off the kitchen.
Right, that's for food, though.
Then I have a storage area in the front room.
Okay, for sort of coats.
Yeah, extra things that you don't know what else to do with.
Games.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call these things covering your windows right there? What would you call those?
Venetian blinds.
Okay. Do you also have those things sometimes, they might be older, where it's sort of a piece of vinyl on a roller, you know, on time and time?
Yeah, I've got one in the bathroom.
What is that called? Is that a blind still, or is that something else?
It's just another Venetian blind, I think.
Okay. Would you might have you heard that referred to as a shade, or this either?
Well, a shade usually we think of as a roll it down.
Okay.
I've got shades on the rim right in there, see?
Ah, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have something that you would sweep the floor with?
Vacuum? Okay. Or a broom?
Yeah, I was wondering about a broom.
Oh, yeah.
You got the. I thought I saw someone somewhere, too.
Yeah.
What about the windows around here? Are those what you...